This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. How do you do? Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the publisher, the editor of Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists every week published at Talkers, and also we put them up on the GoodDayShow.com website. So, Michael, there are a lot of things that are kind of icky.
A lot of things coming in and out. A lot of stories. It's very difficult to do the chart this week. There's stories that are not on it that popped in for a couple of days and disappeared. Some of them are regional. It was a messy week. But here's what we got. At number 10, severe weather. At number 9, Trump legal issues. That covers a wide array of stuff. You know, it's decades of law and order. At number 8, the 2024 GOP race. That also splashes all over the place. U.S.-Mexico border issues at number 7. Otherwise called immigration. And number 6, the Biden gun regulations. Number 5, a couple of things tied, the fate of TikTok and the Meta layoffs. This, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly, MIF or MIF Pristone.
I have had a hard time with that, too. I don't know the correct pronunciation of it either.
Even the places where we go to get the pronunciations are in conflict. Yes. At number 3, U.S.-Russia drone incident tied with the Russia-Ukraine war, which is a big, big...
Did you see the video of the plane spraying fuel? Where did that video come from?
The same guy that does the video for people climbing Mount Everest.
Oh, okay.
You ever wonder, like, who's the guy taking the pictures of people risking?
Hello.
I always wonder that. Whenever I see these documentaries about people climbing mountains or you know, who's the guy filming it?
Yeah.
And number 2, the economy and Fed policy. And number 1, which is a really troubling story, especially for those of us who have hordes of cash.
First Republic Bank.
In the Silicon Valley Bank failure tied with banking regulations. On our people survey, here's another one where we have some names that are hard to pronounce. Number 10, Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen.
That's very hard to pronounce her name. Her real name is Kathy something, I think. I know you'll find this hard to believe, but on the Good Day program this week, we actually talked about Stormy Daniels and her life and career with a focus on her as a person, not an object. Right?
Yeah, well, she's a person, and she's a member of a very large economic community. The pornography industry is a very big business.
Stephanie Clifford is her real name.
Just Stephanie Clifford?
Yes.
Oh, that's not a bad name.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. And then there's Alvin Bragg at number 9, Kevin McCarthy at 8, Nikki Haley, remember her? She's at number 7. Number 6, Mark Zuckerberg. Here's a guy, how do you pronounce his name? At number 5, Matthew Kaczmarek.
Kaczmarek. Yep.
Okay. And now Vladimir Putin is at 8. Donald Trump, I know how to pronounce his name, at 3. Mm-hmm. Ron DeSantis is 2. Joe Biden is 1. And it's kind of a mishmash, folks. It's the best we could do. It changed every 20 minutes during the week. So there
you go. So I'm going to grind an axe here with you. This is not about you, but it is an axe to grind. With regard to this program and most talk radio shows, which in fact are on on AM radio stations. So the fact that Ford announced this week that they were going to stop putting AM radios in most, if not all, of their products caused me to say on the air that I would no longer buy Ford products. The idea of saving a dollar or two not putting an AM radio in a car. Yeah, there's a conflict with the electric car, and they could solve it if they wanted to. I also blame regulators and the government here, because there were many ways over the years that AM radio could be the same quality as FM. For whatever the reason, nobody has taken that position or moved to that position. You know, some AM radio stations have done digitalization on their own, but in this circumstance, I think this is inexcusable, Michael. What do you think, as a person who's the most interested person in talk radio in the country? Most talk radio is on AM stations, so what are we going to do?
Well, move to FM and move to Internet, as is happening anyway. No, it bothers me about it. I share your grind, your axe grind, but I'm not, I don't see it as in the long run. When I say the long run, I mean starting now. I don't see it as being that consequential. I think that FM has just as much to fear about changes in what's called the dashboard. I think that almost everything will be digital and, you know, through the air, online. Mm-hmm. People are doing that already. You know, smartphones are transistor radios. Bluetooth puts it into the dashboard. The sound is better than AM radio. AM radio sound is just unfortunately inferior. And now with electric cars, which are only a small percentage of the number of cars on the road, by the way, they're not taking over, but they are making a slow but sure impact. Where it'll go, I don't know. But the electric car situation sort of is the nail in the coffin. But you know, when you listen to AM radio, you hear all kinds of static and garbage all the time anyway. And most listeners, most people who are savvy radio fans have already figured out ways around it. More and more AM radio stations are having what's called FM translators, where they now have an FM signal in at least the heavily populated parts of the market. It's not perfect, but we're moving to a digital world. We're moving the idea of AM and FM being the dominant ways of listening to this thing that we call radio, it's definitely on the way out. Mm. And it's a troubling time. It doesn't make being in this business easy. But as I said, to sum it up, there's a bigger movement going on that cannot be changed. And savvy listeners know how to get their shows.
Get around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yep. And that's the thing. In this case, you go to gooddayshow.com and you can use your device, put it through the system in your car, and you're all set. That's the way it is. But then I don't like somebody getting into my face and saying, yeah, we're not going to do this anymore. That's what Ford didn't have to announce it. They made a big deal out of it.
Well, they made a big deal out of it because they are under pressure from people that are protesting it. You're not the only one who's concerned about this. And look at all the money tied up in AM radio stations in terms of the equipment, AM transmitters, AM towers, having FCC attorneys, because AM is a licensed, regulated, complicated legal thing that people that are in the radio business have to deal with, and engineers, and I mean it costs a fortune to put out an AM signal. Mm-hmm. Think about this: it costs a fortune to put out an AM signal, but anybody could start a full platform of radio and television programming from their basement for basically peanuts.
Mm. Great,
it's
huh?
a very bizarre time. It's like, do newspapers really need, at this time in history, do they need to be on paper?
Mm.
They really don't. But some of them are. But they're losing money. Major printing establishments are going out of business. It's a transitional time, Doug. It's a remarkable time where we can't consider any one iconic mode of media to be the establishment. We don't have that, and we don't have an established national culture anymore. I was amazed anybody knew any of the movies last week when we had the Oscars. There's such fragmentation going on because of the communications and a million other reasons. Different kind of period of time.
All right, so let's springboard from that conversation into a discussion of TikTok. One of the items is we have the focus on TikTok and the Chinese government connection to it, number five this week. One of the things that's an ancillary conversation, one of the great things about, as we say often, about talk radio is that you can go in so many different directions. So because you're an expert in this area, I call upon you to explain to folks how TikTok works when it comes to speeding up various songs. I remember when we were kids, there were some stations that would speed up the versions of songs so that you wouldn't really be able to tell that the songs were being squeezed, but they were. And the same was being done to commercials. There was an average, you could take like a quarter of a second out of this and a half a second out of that, and it would tighten everything up. And apparently that's what TikTok is doing, and I thought it was very interesting because it's kind of the new technology takes the old technology.
Well, everything is concerned with getting things done fast. First of all, there was a major app, or it was a software package called Cashbox that was used to make records go faster, so radio stations could squeeze more records in shorter time. And there was even a time, and it didn't last very long, when that practice was being done with talk shows. Syndicated.
I knew that. Yeah, I think I did know.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I think that there was a big complaint that some stations were speeding Limbaugh up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Remember that?
And, yeah, I do remember.
If you listen real closely, you could hear that it was a little bit faster than it might have been otherwise. I mean, if I'm talking like this, do you notice anything different about my voice?
Mm. No!
No, you're not doing it right. You're going, high. It all comes down to pitch. It all comes down to pitch. And when it gets to that point where the pitch can no longer be plausible, it starts to sound like a mouse. So, but TikTok has rewired the human brain even more so, where we're preoccupied with things getting on and off as fast as possible.
Yep. And thank you to the Chinese Communist government for that. What a wonderful, what great friends they are. All right, it's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have so many people that get on it for weight loss, lose the weight, and end up staying on it because it's great for joint pain.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Yeah, I think that's the message here. I think when people ask me, when they hear this, I may get an email or I might get some kind of social media, Facebook connection asking me how to get the most out of it. And I say it on the air when I'm talking about it personally. My experience with Calitrin is a constant, consistent one. I take it all the time. Every day, I even give a capsule or two to my dog because of the things that,
the joints. It is good for him. It is.
All right, so what's the deal right now?
We have our buy three, get three free, but we also have a sale where you can buy three. That's our 90-day supply, and it's $20 off, too. We have people that are live online, or you can call us toll-free, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOFT. Or, again, that website is toploft.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 23 at the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here, as we go through some of the items in the chart, some of the things that are ancillary to News Talk Radio or radio in general. Things that are scholarly overviews of things like St. Patrick's Day. I know you're not Irish, I'm not Irish.
Everybody's Irish.
That's right. This weekend, everybody is kissing their lucky shamrocks, a lot of corned beef and cabbage on the air and off the air. I noticed that in some parts of the country, the Archdiocese is granting parishioners a one-day dispensation because the Irish High Holiday happened to have come on Friday, and it's a Friday in Lent when you're not supposed to eat meat. So not allowed during Lent. That's, you'll be happy to know that you can don't have to stick to cabbage, I guess, much as anything else.
What's so funny is that corned beef and cabbage is not really a traditional Irish dinner that goes back very far. The people in Ireland couldn't afford to eat that type of
right, it's all potatoes.
Corned beef, right.
Right.
So many of the things that we consider to be traditional ethnic stuff really doesn't go back that far. That they really are modern inventions that are cloaked in the mystery and the awe and the seriousness of history, when in fact they may be like 50 years old, 100 years old, and we see a lot of that with Christmas.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, yes. All right, let's get to the number one and number two items on the story list this week, the bank failure, and then what impact it's having the economy in general, Fed policy. Are people really... I couple this with a conversation, Michael. Tell me what you think of this. The fact that we place so much import on what the government does, and we think that they have experts and they make decisions that are well grounded. Mm-hmm. And then I called people's attention to what happened 20 years ago when George Bush single-handedly managed to cow everybody, whether they were in the Congress or whether they were various parts of his administration, into thinking we had to get Saddam Hussein.
It still bugs the hell out of me.
Yeah,
I want to say, you and I both saw that for being the BS it was back then.
Yeah, Right. But think about what it has led to. It basically created, because people didn't understand, I'm sure George Bush didn't know the difference between a Sunni and a Shiite. And so, okay, one Muslim is the same as another Muslim. And so you go and remove a Sunni, which was the majority party, the minority party in Iraq, and that vacuum lets the Shiites get into power. The Shiites were the ones controlling Iran, and so now we have a new relationship between Iran and Iraq, and it led to the creation of ISIS and all kinds of other things that had befallen us, plus how many thousands of men and women died over there, and how many people are we taking care of now, all on a whim. And the whim was unintelligible when you look at it today. It makes no sense whatsoever. So then I look at what regulators have done, increasing the Fed with their interest rates and trying to slow down inflation. To what end? We have this bank, the SVB bank, and then we have the 14th largest bank in the country, First Republic Bank, which is a bank in which many people who have lots of money put a lot of their money. So the fact that it was rescued this week in a consortium of events, J.P. Morgan Chase, which is the largest bank in America, the Federal Reserve, and Janet Yellen getting on board, this is something that I think we ought to discuss a little bit here, because I'm sure that a lot of people don't know how it all works. And I think it would be helpful to discuss that as we continue, because it's the number one issue on the countdown this week, 28 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Former President Trump could be fingerprinted and have his mugshot taken very soon, according to several reports. Attorney Alan Dershowitz says Trump should be worried.
The jury pool will be very much against Trump, and the judges will be very much against Trump. So if I were him, I would be worried today. He'll probably ultimately win on appeal.
The Manhattan DA appears ready to elevate the false paperwork case from a misdemeanor to a felony. Claims that TikTok's parent company are spying on American citizens are being investigated by the United States. Both the FBI and the Justice Department are looking into ByteDance. Wyoming is set to become the first state in the nation to ban abortion pills. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon signed a bill that outlaws the prescription, distribution, sale, or use of any drug for the purpose of procuring or performing an abortion on any person. The measure does make exceptions. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Happy birthday to everybody who's having a birthday this weekend. Why not? Wish people well, right? That's what we're here in part to do on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison always wishes all of you well.
Mm-hmm.
He's here each week at this time to review with me the things that are on the top of people's minds that listen to News Talk Radio, the things that matter, talking right about the news and how it affects you, if you think it through that way.
Yes. We specialize in happy news.
This is the Good Day program. I had a lot of good news.
The Good Day program, yes, but this particular part of your broadcasting repertoire is the countdown of misery.
Yes.
But think about how miserable most of these topics are. We talk about them.
Yeah.
We talk about them with a certain dispassion, as if we were like, in MASH, doing surgery on people in the battlefield. I mean, you start to become numb to it. These topics are disgusting.
We're numb to them.
All
of this stuff. I go back to the business, the First Republic Bank and these other banks and how... what happened this week? Both of the big banks that were in trouble were headquartered in San Francisco, and I wonder about that. The fact that the Silicon Valley Bank SVB is 70% all financing and money that comes from Silicon Valley. So what does that tell you? What do we start wondering about the health of that industry? Is Facebook in trouble? Instagram going to be in trouble? They're going to shut down because of their connections to this bank? I mean, I think that's part of
what... Well, the bank is in trouble for its connections to them. The bank is invested in many ridiculously woke business enterprises and things of that nature. It has to do with general recognition of what reality is. And that's something that we have not come to terms with in this particular era.
If you had money in a bank that you thought was that somebody said, oh, look out, that bank's in trouble, would you go take your money out of the bank? And then what would you do with it?
I would think twice about that because on one level, I wouldn't want to contribute to anything called a run on the banks, here's the point. Here it is in a capsule. The entire economy works on confidence. The entire monetary system works on confidence. Yeah. When people lose confidence, everything goes to pot. And these stories are very difficult to do because you don't want to undermine confidence because confidence is the foundation upon which it was all built. So it's a great question. Would I? I think about that. I'm just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, is my money safe wherever it is?
Yeah,
any
mattress.
Market, you know. Do you want to put your money under your mattress? You want to put your money, do you want to you want to put all your money into precious metal? Do you want to buy more real estate? Do you, that's why the more money you have, the more you have to worry about.
Yeah.
One of the good things about being broke is you don't have these problems.
There we go. The solution to all of our problems is to go broke. There we go.
It's like when people complain about income tax. They go, be happy you have an income.
Thank you. So part of the trending discussion here is whether or not this is going to happen in Europe and elsewhere around the world, Chinese banks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because even though we keep talking about all the money that we borrow from China and yada, 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 they're on a shoestring the same as everybody else is. The thing we can be thankful about here is that our economy has very deep roots. The Chinese have no such roots. Their economy is based on the last 40 years of us being suckers and going over there and putting them into business so that now they can compete with us and job us around. And this week, one of the things, we got Putin as number four in the people list. He and Mr. Xi Jinping, whatever his name is, that's the president of China, are going to meet, having a big summit, a powwow, to strategize on how they can win in Ukraine, or how they can screw the Americans around, or whatever it is that they're trying to do.
They're really trying to save their relationship because they've got problems that we don't hear about.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah. So, by the way, again, the what's going on, the drone incident took away, from the focus on the Russian-Ukrainian war.
Right.
And what's going on with all the people, the Russians keep dragging people out of jails and every place else to put them on the front line to act as fodder, cannon fodder. And they're getting nowhere. You'd think at one point in time that people in Russia, after a year of this, would wake up to what's going on, how it seems to have hurt their economy, but maybe not that much. You wonder. Don't you wonder about...
I've always wondered about that, but then I wonder why people in the United States put up with a lot of things. Come on. You brought it up 20 minutes ago, the weapons of mass destruction. How come there's not outrage over that? That spans the decades. I mean, such a gross misrepresentation to the American people that has caused so much death, destruction, and ongoing problems.
But yet we look at these people as heroes. George Bush, he was a great president because he was a Republican. He sucked as president, no matter what his party was. He was an awful president.
As a matter of fact...
And this guy now is an awful president. He's a Democrat. I mean, where in the good...
He replaced an awful president. And one of the greatest things that Donald Trump, an awful president, did was he came out against former awful presidents in his own party. So what you have one awful president criticizing another.
Yeah.
There's no solution in terms of maybe a good president.
So let's go. You want to make people even more upset?
Am I
talk
upsetting?
About the bank failure. Yeah. Here's if you look at there's been this investigation this week into the FAA and what's going on there. What's going on there is the same as what's going on with the Highway Trust Fund and Social Security Trust Fund. There's no money in it because Congress has raided all of those trust funds, and thus there's no money in them. And the Social Security thing that everybody's talking about, we got to move it. There's no Social Security plan really in the budget, but that's because they stuck their head in the sand. At some point in time, you and I have paid into Social Security, and other people right now are paying in, and that's where the money's coming from. It isn't the money that we put in over the years that we're getting back. That money's long gone. What's coming out of Social Security is what's being put in it today by the people who are contributing to it. And they don't have that luxury at the FAA and the Airport Trust Fund. So they have to tax. Well, that's why when you go to the airport, you have to pay an extra $8 for your ticket because the federal government has taken all the money out of there that was supposed to be there to fix the airports and to fix the communications, you know, the things that the pilots use to talk to the controllers and run the planes and stuff. It's smoke and mirrors.
Mm.
Right.
Thank goodness we have you to point these things out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay.
No, I don't mean that to be snide. What I'm trying to say is, what's a person to do? You know, what's a person to do?
Good question.
Yeah. When we make as big a deal about an incident, you know, between a drone and dropping oil on it. And what happened to the balloons? What happened to the unidentified flying objects?
Right, nobody knows.
What happens to all these stories?
Yeah.
Most of them are diversions because the media doesn't want to work too hard. Because the media doesn't have resources. The media, you know, they're taking all the AM radios out of Ford. So, you know, we can't afford to have news departments. It's all a terrible, complex web of unwieldiness. It's hard to run the world. It's hard to run big countries. Democracy, which is the best form, I think, of government, is a messy Very. Form of government.
Look at what Macron had to do this week. A special provision had to be invoked because the country's about to go on strike because he wants to change the retirement age to 64. It's at 62 now, whereas we're at, 67 and pushing to 70. Mm-hmm. And and in Spain, the same thing's going on because they're such socialistic countries. What are we going to do? There's no money to pay these people when they retire. Because they've spent it all in France, too, the same way we've spent it here. There's no money.
Hey.
All right. I want to find out what's going on. You know, we have been neglectful in talking about who you've interviewed and what's going on at Talkers Magazine.
I don't remember who I interviewed. I'm so famished from this conversation.
All right, I'll talk for a minute about Calatrin, and you can figure out what's being...
I can plug something?
His interview. Yes, right, please.
All right, I'll come up with something to plug. You talk about
Calatrin. I'm going to plug Calatrin for a moment or two here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calatrin is the number one way in our country to lose your weight naturally and to keep it off. That's number one on the hit parade. That our list of things, we had a chart for the most important commercials. This is number one because it affects you. The weight that you carry on your body is so indicative of how you're going to live your life or not live your life. If you have a lot of weight and you want to get rid of it, you have to have the desire. This doesn't work. I'm not talking to people who don't care, the crazy people that keep eating and getting fatter and they don't care. I'm not talking to those people. I'm talking to people who have been eating and now they're thinking to themselves, ooh, I want to be healthy again. So here's the stimulant-free weight loss product. No drugs. It's safe for everybody. And you will love the impact, the effect. 86% of the people who have been taking this over the past 25, 26 years have had success. You will, too. Just check it out at I send people to toploss.com. You can go to calatrin.com and find the same info. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. All natural. Take it every day, and you will love the results. $20 off on their 90-day supply. Use the Doug code for free shipping as well when you order your safe way to lose weight, Kellatrin, at toploss.com. The People List from Talkers Magazine. Doug Stephan here with a report on those names. At number 10, Stormy Daniels, for obvious reasons. We've all heard that story. Number 9, Alvin Bragg. Number 8, Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Nikki Haley, the presidential wannabe, is at number 7. Mark Zuckerberg. I wouldn't be surprised if he ran for president one day. He runs Meta. Number 6, Matthew Kaczmarek is at 5 on the list. Vladimir, when I try to be legitimate with his name, I fumble it. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, I'd rather call him that than Vladimir Putin. Number 4 on the list. Trump is number 3. Governor DeSantis and all the hoopla about what's going on in school, a lot of things that will posture him into position for a presidential run. He's number 2. And Joe Biden, not only the issues of being the president, but the stuff in his family that's not sticking too well with the public. Okay, that's the People List from Talkers Magazine this week.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Kellatrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. No side effects from this.
That's right. There's nothing in Kellatrin that would cause you to have any sort of negative side effects. We always boast that we have side benefits, actually, because the ingredients that are in Kellatrin are good for you. It's all just natural, the way that your body wants to lose weight. Your metabolism is being boosted. You're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue. And so you just all around feel better. Now, our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the inches and the pounds come off.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Kellatrin products?
Well, right now for Valentine's, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. And it's unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10.
Go to toploss.com and use the Doug card to get free shipping. Toploss.com for Kellatrin. Time for us to review the story list from Talkers Magazine. They have every week the list of the stories that they've researched. Find top 10 items. You can find them also published every week at gooddayshow.com. At number 10 on the story list, the weather. Once again, and this has been a story off and on through much of the winter, so it's consistent anyway as we get close to spring. Number 9, former President Trump's legal issues. At number 8, those who would not like to have Trump president, those who are running for the presidency on the GOP side. Number 7, border issues. Number 6, gun regulations. Number 5, social media items and the fate of TikTok. Number 4, the abortion pill discussion in that case. Number 3, the drone incident. Number 2 and number 1 tied together, the economy, Fed policy, and bank failures. That's it, the story list from Talkers this week.
Idiots walk among us. They're lazy, lazy, lazy. Idiots talk among us. Their speech is often hazy.
There's Michael Harrison, lead vocalist on the song Idiots.
I got to tell you, Doug, that song is doing really well because I guess it's answering the question about the mentality of the masses. I'd like people to watch the video. Idiotsvideo.com. Idiotsvideo.com. If people have a chance, go look at it. Idiotsvideo.com. I'm very proud of it because it just has legs. It's been on the charts, so to speak, now for about 5 months, and it still gets tens of thousands of downloads around the world.
Well, it's an interesting song. If you haven't heard it, that's why you should listen to it if you haven't heard it, because you'll certainly identify with the way Michael sets up the story, the routine, if you will. Where are the idiots and how are they? Basically, our conversation every week is about idiots.
Idiots, right? On all sides and all parts of the social ladder.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Okay. All right. Idiots.
Idiots.
How do we find it again? Where do we go?
Idiotsvideo.com.
Idiotsvideo.com. Don't be an idiot. Listen to idiots. All right. That takes care of that. Joe. It's looking at Joe Button's name. Joe will be with us next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fifty-three past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen welcoming in Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor. Thus, he is here on the countdown to give us his overview of some of the stories that are on the charts this week and other things that are ancillary to his experience and his expertise. He is the person that started the website Scamicide.com. Lots of advice, helped lots of people, clients, and hundreds of folks over the years who have gotten schnookered. There's a company, this is something that I talked about in the Good Day program, Deceptive marketing practices by a real estate company. This is a Florida-based company that presents itself as a real estate brokerage firm. In actuality, Steve, they are aggressively marketing a very deceptive loan product to struggling homeowners. And this is being done in a lot of states around the country. So there's been a preliminary injunction. But when I saw this, I thought, okay, yet another scam. This is a way, this guy requires you, if you borrow money from him, he's going to give you $1,500 to allow him after you use his reverse mortgage to sell your home. It's a 40-year exclusive right for the company to act as a listing brokerage when the homeowner decides to sell. And apparently they've been selling to themselves, buying at low-end prices. That's what a lot of these outfits do. This can't be the only one of these around, I can't imagine.
No, unfortunately, real estate and real estate mortgages are very, very complicated things. And what happens is you've got these scammers who have a knowledge of psychology Freud would have envied, and they get people to trust them. They don't understand what they're signing, and all of a sudden, they're in big time trouble. But what you're focused on is, with some scams, it's just there's no way you can have something legitimate. But with mortgages and reverse mortgages, they are legitimate products. But when the scammers start getting involved, then you've got real problem. The same thing with, reverse mortgages do have a place in the finance world today, but limited so. And the way they're often marketed is very, very misleading. So I'm glad to see, and I've seen the Federal Trade Commission in some instances also step in to get the injunctions against these companies, and sometimes even get judgments that they get money back to the people involved. But unfortunately, this is a type of scam that's going to be like whack-a-mole. We're just constantly going to be banging out a new one, and then another one pops up.
Number 9 on the story list this week on the countdown from Talkers Magazine is a continuing focus on Trump, his legal issues, connection now to Stormy Daniels. This is just like an old retreaded tire. Over, it should be flat by now.
Well, it is in the sense that, the Stormy Daniels one, of all of the, it isn't fraudulent business practices, of which there appear to be numerous ones that were done by the Trump organization. Mm-hmm. But, it's still the law. The law is slow. The problem with Trump's legal issues are the easiest thing to do in the law is to stall. And this case goes back to 2016, and of all the legal issues that he's involved with, and there some pretty significant ones, most notably the interference with the election in Georgia and also the January 6th stuff. This one relatively is minor, but it is significant. This is the President of the United States who has flaunted laws, and it is important to bring actions, even though it may seem like small potatoes at this time.
All right. Now, number one item this week are the bank failures, or not bank failures, but, well, there's one or two.
Yeah.
But it seems different this time around. It doesn't look like it's as shaky in any number of ways. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and it's absolutely so. When we had in 2008, the meltdown, and then what you had was the Dodd-Frank Act put in for some regulations on the banks, you're right. There was really some rampant illegal activities that were being done by a lot of major banks who pretty much got away with it. But the regulations that were put in to kind of reduce that were taken back bipartisan in the last administration, and that's why we're facing this kind of problem now.
Yeah. All right. There we go. Overview of some of the legal aspects, things to look out for. Steve's advice and information is always very handy to have, and we're thankful to have him here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.